The collective of current and former UNC faculty passed one resolution unanimously about clarity around school creation and the faculty input necessary to establish and approve schools. The other resolution, specifically calling on the School of Civic Life and Leadership investigation to be publicly shared, passed despite some council members voting no. The move comes after a 7-month-long investigation into the school, nicknamed SKILL, which began over allegations of skewed hiring practices and public discontent after several faculty resigned within the first 2 years. In its March announcement of the investigation's completion, Chancellor Lee Roberts and the UNC Board of Trustees shared their confidence in the school continuing operations while saying the full report would not be made public, citing sensitive employee information. Since then, the decision has drawn swift response from UNC faculty and students alike, with groups pushing for the redacted or unredacted versions to be released. That included a demonstration organized by student groups on Friday, where speakers criticized the university's handling of the investigation.
Faculty have a rare and important opportunity to assert their authority, and we are here to remind them that their power is real and it matters right now.
The resolution on releasing the SKILL report was brought by distinguished law professor Maxine Eichner and associate professor of medicine Dr. Jennifer McEntee. It called for a redacted version of the report to be shared in order to help the campus community, quote, move forward with the transparency all stakeholders deserve and to, quote, lift the cloud these allegations cast on the legitimacy of SKILL. Eichner said,
even if it's not a public record, if all that prevents the administration from releasing this is attorney-client privilege, which is what the chancellor said at your last meeting, our own view is that the university, assuming privilege even applies, should be waiving that privilege. The university community is entitled to understand what's in that report.
With Chancellor Roberts having a scheduling conflict and being absent in the meeting, Provost Magnus Eggerstedt took the microphone to share his thoughts and field questions from the faculty. Beyond deflecting one question about the aftermath of the SKILL investigation, Eggerstedt shared his vision for shaping the provost role around his skill sets and both UNC's strengths and weaknesses.
I'm the bridge from faculty and students and the academic part of Carolina and the administration. And the only way I can be an effective bridge is if people know who I am and I have a close, working, trust-filled relationship with the people across campus. And by the way, trust is not an email. Trust is not a speech. Trust is the daily grind of showing up and working together, and you have to build it up over time.
Part of Friday's meeting was the recognition of outgoing faculty chair Beth Morocco as her 3-year term in the role winds down, and her recognition of the faculty writ large. The public health associate professor and researcher said serving in the role has been the greatest honor of her professional life, and she said she leaves it convinced even further of the importance of shared governance on UNC campus between its administrators and faculty.
When I think about the various troubling, tumultuous activities or actions or events over the past 3 years, I realized that the common thread was either a threat to or a violation of the norms of shared governance. And within those norms, I include academic freedom. So insisting on authentic shared governance in our work is critical.
Incoming faculty chair Michael Gearhart also spoke Friday, crediting Morocco for being a, quote, selfless, tireless, and exemplary leader. When sharing his goals for his own 3 years of leadership, Gearhart described wanting the Faculty Executive Committee to be nimbler in its decision-making and engaged with more faculty members outside of meetings or those who are not involved in the governance.
Whatever our differences are, I think it's essential that we not forget we are part of one community. We have enormous diversity of perspectives, with over 4,000 faculty, over 10,000 staff, over 30,000 students, not to mention alums and others who care about the place. And I think it's important that we respect each other and trust each other. That is going to be one of my hopes to maintain in the future.
You can find more highlights and the full video of Friday's UNC Faculty Executive Committee meeting by heading to chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.